With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it was clear from the start Kamala Harris is totally out of touch with many concerns for most Americans concerning a series of problems we face.
Now, she's been surrounded by a deep navy midnight blue progressive bubble from San Francisco to Washington, D.C., and she can't imagine anyone who thinks differently, and this is why she's faltering so badly in the final days here on the campaign trail.
Tom Cotton says it's becoming quite clear to a growing number of Americans that Harris is not qualified to serve as president of the United States.
She was gifted a nomination that she could never win on her own, and that as the American people learn more about her and about her radical record and her radical plans for the future, they're turning back to Donald Trump.
Senator Cotton interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Lisa Dwyer reports on the early voting numbers the first day in North Carolina.
The number of people casting ballots on the first day of early in-person voting in presidential battleground North Carolina exceeded the first day total 4 years ago, even as Hurricane Helene recovery continues in the mountains. The State Board of Elections says there were about 4,600 more votes cast Thursday than the number cast on the first day of early voting in 2020. Election officials say the numbers are preliminary and are expected to rise even further. Nearly all of the early voting sites in the counties hardest hit by the storm were able to open Thursday. Early voting in North Carolina continues through November 2nd. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Head wounds, growing problem for the U.S. military. Officials now testing new ways to protect troops from blast. That includes even during training. This is SRN News. Canterbury Tales gets a trigger warning.
In case you've missed it, a trigger warning is a statement added at the beginning of a text or speech or video letting people know that what follows might be disturbing. They're becoming pretty common these days, but some eyebrows were raised when the University of Nottingham attached a trigger warning to Canterbury Tales, warning that the 14th century classic contains, quote, incidents of violence and expressions of Christian faith. Some British clergymen and ministries are expressing dismay. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kamala Harris touting her promotion of the LGBT agenda as vice president. She claims to be part of the most pro-LGBT administration in the history of the country. While in the Senate, she sponsored numerous bills promoting the gay agenda in health care and criminal justice system. She's also supported allowing men to use women's restrooms. This is SRN News. Windy out west, so says John Scott.
A weather event called the Diablo Wind is expected to whip across Northern California and cause humidity levels to drop and raise the risk of wildfires. Forecasters issuing red flag warnings for fire danger through Saturday from the Central California coast up to nearly the Oregon border. Pacific Gas and Electric prepared to turn off power to a small number of customers in areas where strong gusts could damage electrical equipment and spark blazes. Power shutoffs also possible in Southern California. John Scott reporting.
Members of the Biltmore Church in Asheville, North Carolina, among those delivering relief to neighbors affected by Hurricane Helene, despite grieving their own losses of loved ones, homes, and livelihoods, with the 1-2 punch of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, faith-based disaster groups getting ready for a long, slow recovery. More details at SRNnews.com.